Well, this is taking over the space that was occupied by McCormick and Schmick's, which is an upscale seafood house. Just suddenly, at the beginning of 2012, just closed. It had been recently acquired by Landry Seafood, and they decided they just didn't want that restaurant there, and it was gone. So the Darden folks stepped in and said, we're going to put in a Capital Grill there. And at the time, I had sources within the company who told me that this was going to be the Capital Grill Bistro. It'd be different from the one at Point Orlando and other places around the country. Very upscale, high-end steakhouse. Do a very nice job with steak. It's really, really, I like their steaks a lot. But they said that this was going to be a little bit different. Well, it is and it isn't. It's still the same menu. It's still the same focus on steaks. In fact, the menu is identical. What's different about this one is that it's not as clubby, or it's not decorated like an old money boardroom.
And is that like, partly because of the location, do you think?
I think that's very much the reason. Here you're at the Mall at Millenia, which is an upscale shopping center, and I'm not trying to suggest that it's done frilly. It's just a brighter, a little bit more modern. I guess not old money, more nouveau riche, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very bright. Instead of the seat backs having leather, they've got a kind of a web that gives it a more of a casual, yet still very upscale.
So what do you recommend from the menu?
From the menu, if you go for lunch, because you're going to get a really nice lunch experience. And they've got a deal at lunch that you can choose a super salad, a main course, and a side dish for $18. And that's, for Capital Grill, that's a really good deal.
Well, from turf to surf, let's talk about the Flying Fish Cafe. This is an old favorite of yours, I guess, but you've revisited recently on Disney's Boardwalk. Has anything changed here?
I was amazed that it's been 11 years since I was there last. And when I was there previously, I had a new boss. So I invited her and my immediate supervisor to go dine with me. And we were having dinner. We had ordered wines by the glass. And my new supervisor asked for another glass of wine. And the waiter brought over the glass, and she still had a few drops, maybe a sip or two left in the old glass. And he put down the new one and picked up the old one and poured the leftover wine into her glass. And I was just flabbergasted. So I hadn't been back in 11 years, and I went for a wine dinner of all things. And I was delighted to find out that the service has improved and it's back up to the level that it was originally. And the food is still just first rate. It's now under the kitchen's now under the supervision of Chef Tim Keating. He knows what he's doing with seafood, and of course, it's all market fresh. So whatever is going to be fresh from the docks is what you're going to find on the menu at Flying Fish Cafe. So the food is still first rate.